day when kingdoms fade, space and time evaporates, when all that had been unseen no more a mystery, and in that great revealing all that's left will be. Stop!
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode here only on rumble.com/LFATV. This is Rise Up, and I'm Jeremy Harrell. I want to thank you all for joining in today and every day when it comes to coming together for fellowship, learning about the Lord, the message of the Lord, learning about the gospel and the teachings of Jesus Christ, and literally finding our journey and the next step of our journey with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's what this show is all about. And there's so many of you that have been here since Rise Up episode number one. And my, someday, I'm going to go through all of the episodes and find little clips and put them all together. And I'll save that for a day that maybe I'm on vacation or something. And we can go through and we can be like, whoa, I remember that show. I remember that show. I remember that moment with Jesus. I remember when Jesus got me out of that mess. I remember when that was revealed to me. I remember when that person relied on me and I was able to basically summon the 9 fruits of the Spirit for that person and this person and that person. That's going to be a great day. Hopefully someday we can sit down, Eli and I, go through all the old ones and just grab little things from each one. Legend Luke, that is not allowed in the live chat. So we're going to get rid of that. Please do not put links in the live chat. We appreciate you. But feel free to stay as long as you'd like for my journey with Jesus. Eileen says, that'll be fun. Frack man, still going through tough times since my cousin committed suicide. I imagine that's... rough. I've been there with people that have done that in my family as well. So I imagine that's pretty rough for you right now. Lala Cart says, I want a Rise Up hoodie. Maybe just have to do that this winter, huh? Char says, good morning. You have definitely taken us on a journey since the beginning. How many people have been here since Rise Up episode number one? Let me know. Big shout out to Christy L. Bad Moon. Big shout out to my sister Crystal watching. Big shout out to my daughter Shaylin if she tunes in this morning. I know she's been very busy, but Shaylin, if you tune in this morning, good morning to you. Mustache, Bigfoot, Eileen, good morning. TD Hodges, Shep is in the building. How you doing? We need a plan prayerfully after November and January for the ARC event. Thinking our great ladies who go to Legis each opening, and our great bus driver, also a Jesus follower. Yeah, we're definitely going to start planning that very soon. We're going to start planning that so that we're ready for that moment. See, Gannon says, I've been here a long time. I don't know if it was the first one, but I've been here a long time. Ethich says, I think I started watching around episode 20. Well, this morning, we're going to be talking about second chances. So you have a second chance to go back and watch them all. No, I'm just kidding. Second chances. Remember as a kid, you only get 2 chances. Third strike, you're out. Remember that? Well, we're going to be talking about that in a few different, from a few different point of views today. A few different aspects of second chances. What it means for you, what it means for others. What Jesus said about it, what the Father said about it, and much, much more. Caramore said, episode 100 brought me and my sister back together. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. This show has also helped my sister come closer to Christ. So, you know, all glory to God for that. Loss, only he can heal. Read Isaiah, healing in Hosea. Great advice, Chef. And Brendan says, Brenda says, been here since day one. Wow. Yeah, River Rat, you've been here for quite a while now, too. Well, do me a favor, guys. Share the video. We're going to get busy here. We're going to go to prayer, but I want to read today's description. which doesn't seem to have put up there. Well, let me just tell you. I'll put the description up a little later here. We're going to be talking about second chances today. And in order to talk about second chances effectively, first of all, open up your newsletters, okay? And then open up your Bibles to Matthew 18, because that's where we're going to be reading out of today. So just open up your newsletters, and then if you'd like to follow along in your Bible, then open up that as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Let's talk about, let's acknowledge the forgiveness, the grace, the mercy, the second chance that we got from our Father in heaven. And maybe, just maybe, that'll give us a little bit of an insight on what Jesus would do in any situation you might find yourself in today where you feel that maybe somebody needs to give you another chance. Maybe you need to give somebody else another chance. Either way, let's talk about it today. But first, let's go to the Lord in prayer, shall we? Father God, who art in heaven, I want to start this prayer out this morning by thanking you for grace. Being a child of God, but a father to my own children, I talk to them about grace all the time. My children have done some very, very bad things, like most kids do, like I did when I was a kid. Yet we still show them grace. We still show them mercy. Lord, help us today apply that same grace and mercy that we have showered upon our children, whether they're young, adolescent, or adult. Help us apply that same kind of grace, mercy, and forgiveness throughout every aspect of our life. For strangers, for friends, for family, and even for enemies. Jesus is the ultimate bridge builder. He can connect everybody and everything. Lord, please help us through this message today, that it may fall on the ears and the hearts of those watching and the family and friends of those watching who they've shared this link to today. Lord, we ask for healing for family members that have taken their own lives, leaving other family members behind, sad and confused. Lord, we pray for those out there who are having a hard time breathing this morning. You are weighing it upon my heart that there's people out there that are having a rough time just breathing air this morning. And Lord, we ask for some relief for them, that they may breathe and feel comfortable and at peace. Lord, we thank you for fellowship. We thank you for bringing us together. And we thank you for mercy. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know who out there is having a hard time breathing this morning, but that is what the Lord has weighed on my heart this morning, is that there might be some people out there that are having a hard time this morning doing the most basic gift that God gives us. And I pray for you this morning. Second chances. Please open up your Bibles to Matthew, if you will. Matthew 18 is where we're going to open our Bibles up to today. Matthew 18, and while you guys are doing that, I'll get the verse ready here on the screen. Jeremy, that's my fiance's dad on a respirator. Oh, my. Oh, my. I'm praying for you. I'm definitely praying for you. Please open up your Bibles, folks. And please pray for those out there who we're talking about here this morning. Let's see here. Give me a second here, folks. I'm gonna open the Bible verse up on a different app. Because it wasn't translating over correctly this morning so that I could show it to you for some weird reason. All right, here we go. We got it going now. So open up your verses of the day today, if you'd like, or just your Bibles, and let's get right into it. We're going to pop this over on the screen here. The parable of the unforgiving servant. Matthew 18. 21, 22. Grammy Love, thank you for that. It's sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not. Recently I have been. Amanda Grace is asking for fasting. Okay. October 2nd through the 4th. Then Peter came up and said to him, quote, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me? And I forgive him. As many as seven times? He asks Jesus. Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. What is Jesus saying here, folks, to Peter? Is Jesus saying, forgive him 77 times, but on the 78th time, do not forgive him any longer? Jesus is not saying that. In this verse that you saw on your screen, Jesus is saying, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. Jesus is saying, as many times as it takes. As many times as it takes, if somebody is asking you or seeking your forgiveness, it does not matter what they've done, and it does not matter how many times they've screwed up and asked for your forgiveness. Now, that doesn't mean that you ever have to forget what they've done. Obviously, you want to start keeping people at an arm's length, but at the same time letting them know that you'll be there for them. And that you forgive them and you know you hold no ill will towards them. He's saying every single time. I want to read something that I wrote down for you this morning. Now, I know this is a hard subject. I know that. But today, my message today isn't so much forgive others, but to recognize the forgiveness that you have been afforded, that you have been given. And once you realize and recognize that, you may feel a little bit different about forgiveness. If you don't think that you deserve a second chance from God, just remember this. You didn't deserve the first chance either. I'm going to stop right there. I want to stop right there. First of all, the people who believe and think that they deserve a second chance from somebody, from their job, or from God, probably aren't the people that are absolutely sincere about what they're doing or talking about. it wasn't until I realized that I don't deserve a second chance did I feel the grace of God. When I always felt like I was entitled to another chance, I wasn't absolutely and actually deserving of it because I wasn't sincere. So I see people talking about if they are sincere, 100%, if they are sincere. Now, that is not up for you to judge whether they are sincere or not. Again, today's show is not so much about you forgiving others, but the forgiveness that you've been given and how you react to it. And obviously, by default, that will translate to you forgiving others. But specifically today, we're talking about you. I want to take you back in the day. Now, I don't think, I mean, and I know this is a statement, a weird statement to make because you should know whether you have or not, but I spent a lot of days in a lustful, sexually induced lifestyle where I couldn't tell you how many people that I have fornicated with. And I don't think that there was ever a time where I absolutely physically cheated on anybody. But I do know that my entire life, up until my wife, and even right when we first got together, I would do a form of cheating by talking to girls online, right? Talking to girls on Facebook Messenger, or, you know, liking and lusting over girls' pictures, or sharing them with other guys, or being literally in the comment thread of every picture that every girl posted that was somewhat sexy, okay? Now, that was one of the biggest hurdles of my life to get over, was lust. I mean, it was bad, really bad. It cost me a lot of relationships, and I hurt a lot of people. And every time I did it, I got caught. Because, you know, your girlfriend or your whatever would go through your phone, or they would, you know, somebody else would tell them, hey, your man is doing this and he's talking to this girl. Whatever it was. Whatever it was. And every single time I did it, I begged for a second chance. Not only did I beg for a second chance, I felt I was entitled to a second chance from the girl that I just hurt. Because outside of that, I was a great boyfriend. I was with you every night. I wasn't out cheating on you. I work every day. I bring the money into the house without any, you know, complaining. I'm not a deadbeat. I don't beat you. So I figured because I didn't do those things, that if I got caught doing these things, I deserved a second chance, because you never found a boyfriend who did all these things and more. So I deserve a second chance. I am, this is what I thought, I am almost perfect. Talk about stupid. Talk about, why would I have ever thought that? Why would I have ever thought that that would be okay? Why would I have ever thought that all this good I've done over here should balance out the bad I've done here? Ray Comfort talks about that all the time. Ray Comfort says it doesn't matter if you did it in the past. This conversation we just had was in the past, and a judge is not going to judge you on the good things that you've done. It's not his job. His job is to judge you on the bad that you have done. So just like you cannot bribe God and get into heaven by doing a plethora of good things, I cannot believe that I ever thought that I deserved a second chance from any of those girls. And I even did it to Sabrina in the beginning of our relationship. And I didn't deserve a second chance from her either. And she gave me one. She gave me one. And I changed everything with the help of Jesus. It was one of the hardest things that I've ever done in my life, was to get away from that lifestyle. And it's the best thing that I've ever done in my life. I see Arthur Nettler just became a monthly Rumble ranter. Hey, thanks, Arthur. God bless you, brother. I hope things are going well for you and your wife and your business. Bruce Carroll, I'm done. I'm okay. I will accept my judgment. Bruce, I don't know what that means, brother, but I pray that you're okay. Now, once Jesus came into my life, once I allowed him in, then I started realizing how many people I'd hurt. I started realizing how many hearts I broke. And more importantly, I started realizing I don't deserve a second chance. That's when your life changes. When you actually feel, I don't deserve a second chance, that goes right back to what I just said when I read, if you think you don't deserve a second chance from God, just remember, you didn't deserve the first chance either. Jeremy, is there a book for the verse of the day that you read? No, the Bible. The Bible is the book for the verse of the day that I read. No, I don't get them from like morning verses or whatever like that. It just, I do my morning, you know, worship, and I ask God to show me a message, and then he shows me a message, and then I build it around, I build the show around the message. So even though you didn't deserve the first chance either, be thankful to God for Jesus Christ, that through him, we receive the gift of grace. Water Cop says, don't feel like the lone stranger, Jeremy, but I'm over it now. Pam is my whole world now. I get you, man. I would never, ever, ever, ever dream about doing that today. But I did it for so many years. MDUS says, I'm on my millionth chance. Amen. Let's just go back to the verse of the day here. Then Peter came up and said to him, Lord, how often will my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times, Jesus said to him, I do not say to you seven times, but 77 times. Let's go look at the complete Jewish Bible translation. I love that Bible so much. Let's see what the complete Jewish Bible translation says. Because the word for Peter is Kepha. Then Kepha came up and said to him, Rabbi, how often can my brother sin against me and I forgive him? As many as seven times? No, not seven times, answered Yeshua. But 70 times seven. So you see the wordplay got a little bit change there in the translation. I always read it 70 times 7, not 77 times. But translation changes words, and sometimes it gets a little bit difficult to, you know, truly understand. But again, think about what God has done for you. Think about the forgiveness that he's given to you to take the pain and the anxiety and the fears about what you've done and who you've hurt away from you, so that you don't have to feel that anymore. I'm going to read something for you, and then I'm going to go into my books here, and then we're going to get to the Ray Comfort video of the day. You ready? until Jesus is enough for you, until you have accepted him into your life, no person or thing will ever be enough for you. And you'll always be seeking. Hence, you'll always be asking for another chance, because you'll always go down the wrong path. The person, the job, the promotion, the changed spouse that they continue to tell you that they promise you they're going to be this time around. If you just stick around, nothing will ever be enough for you until Jesus occupies the center position of your life and of your decisions. Now, I want to stop right there. If somebody is in the chat saying, what about my husband? My husband beats me daily. And every time I try to leave, he says, well, just give me another chance. Is that the second chance you're talking about, Jeremy? No, it's not. The second chance I'm talking about is forgiveness. I'm not telling you to forgive your husband and then stay with him if he's beating you or cheating on you, or vice versa. Husband or wife. What I'm telling you is the second chance isn't for them to continue to do the bad that they're doing. It's for you to release the bad that they've done to you so you don't have to be weighed down by that anchor anymore. Just like God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit work in your life today, you don't forget the things that you've done. You remember them. You remember them so that you never go back to them. But you are forgiven. And you've forgiven yourself. And you've forgiven the people around you. And you no longer have to live with that pain. That's the same thing that I'm talking about with an abusive spouse or a cheating spouse. Thank you, Tina. God bless you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Conservative, you're just giving him a chance to beat you again. Forgive him and then leave for good. Exactly what I'm saying. Not a second chance to beat you again, a second chance at forgiveness. That you're going to forgive what that person has done to you. And you're going to move on. And you're going to keep them at an arm's length until you need to do something different. That's what we're talking about here. And again, nobody and nothing will ever be enough for you until Jesus occupies the very center of your life and your decision-making. Now, I'm guilty of having him. I'm guilty of making choices without him at the center of it. I do it daily. I wish I didn't. But I'm doing it less and less on my journey. And I think that's the journey, right? It's Matthew 18, 21 and 22, Mary. Matthew 18, 21 and 22. You will always long for his presence and his love, because if you have him, then you have everything you ever need, and you don't need to worry about anything here on earth. You certainly don't have to worry about somebody forgiving you as long as God already has. So I know there's a lot of people out there in their journeys with Jesus that just are come to a wall, have come to a stopping point, because you won't allow yourself to go further because that person hasn't forgiven you yet and you're stuck on that. That's okay. You don't need that. Hopefully they do for their sake, not for yours. Forgiving is not about the other person. It's about you. It's about you. It's about you getting over that. You getting over your hatred or your dislike for somebody. And on the other hand, if they have hatred or dislike for you, all you can do is apologize, repent to the Lord, apologize to them, ask for their forgiveness, get the forgiveness from God either way, and move on. Otherwise, that person or their life of not having God at the center of their decision-making and not forgiving you, it's just going to hold you down like an anchor. And I know that there's people in this chat that feel that way. I know there is. USA Trump for Life says, life is so short, forgive them. Kara Moore said, sometimes it's about forgiving yourself too. Yeah, you can't hold yourself. If God has forgiven you and taken those chains off you, you're just putting them right back on by not forgiving yourself and going, man, I made a mistake. I sinned against the Lord. I sinned and hurt people, and I am sorry. You have to do that. Trust me, I've done some pretty terrible things to people. I've done some terrible things. Not physically, but emotionally, verbally, spiritually. I've done some terrible things. And I'll tell you what, you want to know the last thing that I finally forgave myself about? The abortion. That dug at me for so long. As a matter of fact, you guys know, every time I brought it up, you'd see me start crying and stuff. The abortion was the one that took the longest for me to feel true forgiveness for, because I didn't forgive myself. I didn't allow God to forgive me. I didn't allow God to give me a second chance. I killed a baby. I was involved in killing God's greatest blessing to this planet. I literally took the life of a child that never had a chance to even defend itself, himself, herself, whatever. That one took forever. That might be the worst thing I've ever done. But I have God's reassurance that I'm forgiven for that. So I feel like it was okay to move on. River Rat says, I was in domestic violence for many years. It was the fear of leaving that made me stay. It's a process. Really is. And it's the devil too. The devil keeps you there so you can continue to suffer. Because the devil would love nothing more than to kill God. The devil would love nothing more than to beat or kill God in a battle, but he can't. So what does he do? He goes after us and destroys us, so he hurts God's heart. Race Mom said, I was the same. It took me a long time. Faith Trump Feeling says, God will accept anything if you are willing to surrender it to him. It's never a forced thing. Chef says, well, Jeremy, hit the jackpot with your wife of today, as she did also. Praise the Lord for this marriage. Oh, I do. And I tell her every day. You ask my wife, I tell her every day how absolutely incredible she is. 100%. God chick, I know. And that makes me cry. That makes me cry thinking about that. 100%. Talking about realizations of what you've done wrong, talking about the understanding of what you've done wrong and needing to repent and the forgiveness for it. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a pretty great Ray Comfort video. It's a little bit of an oldie, not too old, older than now, but it's a goodie. Check it out.
I just asked you if you believe in God, and you said, I'm not sure, but I wish I could find out. Is that right?
I wish I could find out, yes.
Do you have a car?
Yes, I do.
What make is it?
Toyota. Prius.
Let's say I said to you, there's no evidence there was a maker. What would you think of me?
There's no evidence?
Yeah, I said, no, there's no maker. It just happened by chance. You'd say, don't be crazy.
Somebody made the car.
Yeah, because it's designed.
Right.
So if you look at the design of the universe, flowers, birds, trees, puppies, kittens, you know, sun, the moon, the stars, fruits, male and female, and all the species, the miracle of the human eye, the brain, all these things show us the genius of God's creative hand. So now you know God exists, is that right?
Somebody created it.
Do you ever read the Bible?
No, I don't read the Bible.
Ever put together some appliance and you didn't bother to read the instruction booklet? You just tried it yourself and made a mess of it?
Yeah.
And then you go to the instruction book?
Yeah.
The Bible's man's instruction book. Tells us where we came from, what we're doing here, what to do, what not to do, how to find everlasting life, what happens after you die. And mankind doesn't bother to read the instruction book and look at the mess the world's in. Do you know the Bible says the gift of God is eternal life? Did you know that?
Can you explain what he means by that?
God didn't create you for death. At the moment, you're dying.
Okay, yeah, that
it's
is
just
true.
It's just a matter of time, and death is going to seize upon you. The Bible says why you die, and then it says what the answer is. Let me tell you why the Bible says you die. It says death is wages. This is what it says. The wages of sin is death. In other words, God is paying you in death for your sins. Like a judge looks at a criminal that's murdered multiple women, he says, you've earned the death sentence. This is your wages. This is what's due to you. This is what we're paying you. Okay. And Felix, sin is so serious to a holy God, he's given you the death sentence. You're on death row, waiting to die. And your death will be evidence to you that God is deadly serious about sin. Does that make sense?
It does.
The second part of that verse says, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So I'm going to ask you a question. Think before you answer. Do you think God is justified in giving you the death sentence? Are you that evil?
Well, if God created our world, then I feel like he has the right to take us out of it. If he's the creator, you know what I'm saying? Just like in a game, if you put in your character that you want, you have the right to take him out.
Do you think you're a good person morally?
I think so.
I'm going to ask you some questions. Can you be honest with me
in
your answers?
Yeah.
Jesus said, whoever looks upon a woman to lust for her has committed adultery already with her in his heart. That's in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5. Oof. Have you ever looked at a woman with lust?
Yes, I have.
Have you had sex outside of marriage?
Oh my gosh, man. You know, I'll just say yes to all your questions. I committed sin. I'll just say that.
Have you lied and stolen?
Keep going.
So you're a lying thief?
No.
Have you ever used God's name in vain?
Yes, I have.
You believe God gave you life?
Take me to jail, wherever you need to take me.
Well, hang on, we're not there yet.
What can I do then to...
We're not there yet. Just wait for a minute. What you've done is taken the holy name of God, the name that godly Jews won't even speak, and you've substituted it for the S word, human excrement, to express disgust. Hit your thumb with a hammer, want to say how you feel. You could use that filth word, but instead you use the name of God or Jesus Christ. And the Bible says your enemies take your name in vain. So here's the summation. You've just told me you're a lying, thieving, blasphemous, fornicating, adulterer at heart who is self-righteous and saying you're a good person when it's obvious you're not. You're like the rest of us. So if God judges you by the Ten Commandments on Judgment Day, you're going to be innocent or guilty?
I'm going to be guilty.
Heaven or hell?
I don't want to say the word.
Well, the Bible says all liars will have their part in the lake of fire. No thief, no blasphemer, no adulterer will inherit God's kingdom. So you've earned your wages. Can you see that?
I have earned my wages. I don't want to pay it off soon. So what can I do to extend my life?
Well, this is what you can do to have your sins forgiven and be granted everlasting life. And Felix, if you can get a grip of this, it's going to change everything for you. Don't let anything distract you. The Ten Commandments are called the moral law. You and I broke the law. Jesus came and paid the fine. That's what happened on that cross. That's why he said, it is finished. The Greek word for those words, it is finished, is tetelestai. And it means paid in full. It's exactly what it means. So when Jesus died, he just said, paid in full. And then he gave up his spirit. If you're in court and you've got speeding fines, a judge will let you go if someone pays them. He'll say, Felix, you're guilty, but someone's paid your fine. You're out of here. Leave. Even though you're guilty, you walk because someone paid your fine. Well, God can take the death sentence off you, Felix, all because Jesus paid the fine in his life's blood, rose from the dead, defeated death, and all you have to do, according to the Bible, to find everlasting life is repent of your sins. The Bible says God commands all men everywhere to repent because he's appointed a day in which he'll judge the world in righteousness, and put your trust in Jesus like you trust a parachute.
Back in 2022, I lost two...
Well, we don't like commercials, so we're just going to skip that and right back to Ray Comfort.
In ministry, you'll probably know that I'm often accused of being a false prophet because I say repentance is turning from sin, and I call people to repentance to turn from sin. These people that accuse me say, no, repentance isn't turning from sin, it's merely a change of mind about Jesus. Well, let's look at the scriptures. Acts 3:26, unto you first God, having raised up his son Jesus, send him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Then Ezekiel 18:21, but if the wicked will not turn from all his sins that he has committed. Acts 3 verse 19, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out.
Amen.
It doesn't say repent and be converted that you may change your mind about Jesus. Repentance is turning from sin, that our sins may be blotted out. Notice, it's sins, not sin. It's not the sin of not believing in Jesus. It's sins, which is transgressing God's law, the Ten Commandments. If you're going to jump out of a plane 10,000 feet, why would you put on a parachute?
Because I want to live.
Yeah, and your motivation is fear. You don't want to hit the ground at 120 miles an hour on your face. So that fear is your friend, not your enemy. Can you see that?
It is.
And Felix, because I love you, I've tried to put the fear of God in you today. I've tried to make you sweat. I try to make you alarmed and concerned, hoping you'll see that fear as your friend, not your enemy, because it'll drive you to God's mercy where you'll find everlasting life. Because you can't give up your sins without God's help, without knowing the consequences of your sins, because they're very pleasurable. Looking at pornography is pleasurable. Having sex with your gorgeous girlfriend is pleasurable. But the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So you've got a choice today. Sin to death and hell. Or say, God, forgive me, I'm a sinner, and please create a clean heart in me. And God will give you a personal miracle. And you'll begin to love righteousness and that which is right. And that is a personal miracle, because he gives you a new heart with new desires. Is this making sense?
100%. And you know what? This is the second time someone said this to me. So maybe it's like a message or something.
Yeah, maybe God's speaking to you. I prayed for you before I met you today. Pray that God will prepare your heart. So, are you sorry for your sins?
I'm very sorry, and I'm going to rethink what I've been doing.
The Bible says godly sorrow works repentance. This is not a change of mind about Jesus, but godly sorrow for our sins. So, are you going to repent and put your faith in Christ? When are you going to do that?
From this very moment.
Can I pray with you?
Let's do it.
Let's bow in prayer. Father, I thank you for Felix. I thank you that he's seen sin in its true light. He understands your holiness, and I pray this day he'll truly repent and put his faith in Jesus and pass from death to life, all because of your mercy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can I give you a book I've written?
Of course you can. I'd love it. Thank you.
Stay here for a minute. Felix, this is called Scientific Facts in the Bible. The Bible's filled with scientific facts written thousands of years before man discovered them, showing you the Bible is indeed the Word of God. And this is called Save Yourself Some Pain and its Principles of Christian Growth. You have made my day. I'm so thrilled. The Bible says there's more joy in heaven over one sinner that repents than over 99 righteous persons. So you've made not only me rejoice, but heaven rejoice, and a lot of people that see this rejoice and no doubt they're going to pray for you. So
thank you for what you give me.
Do you have a Bible at home?
No, I don't, but maybe I'll start reading this book, and then maybe I can be more knowledgeable of the Bible, and from there I can go.
Let me get you a Gospel of John. I think I've got one. This looks like a bundle of money, but it's actually the fourth book of the New Testament, the Gospel of John.
That's funny, because someone will pick it up wanting money, and then they end up reading the Gospel, and now they're left to question, is this worth more than the Gospel?
He gets it.
Great to talk to you, Felix.
Have a good day.
Wow.
Thank you.
He gets it. Heavenly knowledge given to him in real time.
Real quick, here are three things.
Heavenly knowledge given to that young man in real time. He gets it. He said, so people will pick this up thinking it's money, and then asking themselves, is what I thought it was really worth more than the gospel? How did he get that so quick? That would have taken me months to really understand that at that moment in my life. He got it so quick. You know the greatest part of that video is when he looked at Ray and said, thank you for what you've given me. What did Ray give him? Ray gave him hope. Ray gave him seeds that God will water. Ray gave him the nine fruits of the Spirit: love, patience, kindness, joy. What Ray gave that young man, Felix, you cannot put a price on. All the money in the world. So for that kid to get that in real time, amazing. Here's something else. You might hear it say, people say that being a Christian is not easy, that it's a hard road ahead. I agree and disagree with that. Everything is easier with Christ. everything. The hardest thing that you have to deal with, if you really want to follow Jesus, is shaking off all of the bad that is on you, that has been absorbed by you since the day you were born. That's the hardest part. Other than that, being a child of God, being a follower of Christ is easy. If you learn how to rely on Him, it is so easy. Because you are able to give everything that is hard away. You're able to go, Jesus, take this from me so I don't have to deal with this anymore. I can't deal with this. My flesh is not equipped to deal with this properly. I need you. Come, Jesus, come into my life. It's not as hard as people say it is. The hardest part is getting rid of all your bad habits. That's truly the hardest part. Everything that comes at you, though, Jesus will take care of. It's internally flushing out and purging what you've absorbed internally. That's the hard part. That's the hard part. Other than that, things get easier and easier and easier. Let me read a few things here for you as we close out the day, if I can. Again, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to watch any of Ray's stuff, you can watch it on Living Waters. And you can even watch it on Ray's own personal channel, too. He's got his own personal channel. Okay. Oh, by the way, do you guys know what the word amen means? Do you know why we say amen? It, like, seals the deal. It's like the stamp that seals it at the end. It means so be it. It means, and so it's been said, or so it's been declared in the name of the Lord. So be it. That's what amen means. Let's get into some reading before we close out today. Hope. Romans 4:18. Even when there is no reason for hope, Abraham kept hoping, believing that he would become the father of many nations, for God had said to him, that's how many descendants you will have. Psalm 71:14. But I hope continually and will yet praise thee more and more. Sometimes we need a boost. God sees that. And He's ready to lift us up to give us a new vantage point, a new vintage of hope, right? Reach up to the Lord today, and He will lead you to Himself, a rock that is higher than any problem that we'll ever encounter. And it's all about forgiveness. That's where it starts. That's where it starts. Reliability. All people are like grass. All their glory is like the flowers in the field. The grass dries up, the flowers fall to the ground. But the word of the Lord lasts forever. And He says that He will always forgive you if you go to Him earnestly. Well, folks, that's going to do it for our Rise Up this morning. Mike Crispy, Unafraid, comes up next, followed by 2 hours of Live from America. And today's one of those days that you're going to want to be glued to the tube, because there's a lot going on that we got to talk about. But we kept our focus on God this morning, right where it belongs. Love you guys. Have a great morning. See you later. Christ crucified.